One mystery has been solved, but many questions remain after Humboldt County identified a skull found on Trinidad Head in 1993 as belonging to a woman who disappeared in 1987. For more insight into the case and the ongoing investigation, KMUD News spoke with Humboldt County Cold Case Investigator Deputy Mike Fridley, who shared background on the decades-old case, which began in the remote community of High Empalm in Trinity County nearly 40 years ago.
On August 3, 1987, Nicholas Medine reported his wife, Kay Josephine Medine, as a missing person to Trinity County Sheriff's Office. He had left on a business trip, and when he returned, she was gone. Trinity County Sheriff's Office searched the property, contacted families and friends, contacted her doctor. She had no serious medical issues, talked to her employer. She was a teacher at the High Empalm School, and that her boss said that she'd been in good spirits. Her personal property were found at the residence, and she was never located. And Trinity County took the missing person report and listed her disappearance as suspicious.
The case would go cold until the fall of that year, in November 1987.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a package in the U.S. mail containing skeletal remains and an anonymous letter giving directions to additional remains. Detectives followed those directions to a location near Ammon Ridge in eastern Humboldt County and identified more human remains. This was not a complete body recovery. There were parts of the body that were not recovered.
Records confirmed that the remains belonged to the missing woman, officially shifting the case into a homicide investigation. But the case would again go cold without developments until the early 90s. However, the puzzle pieces wouldn't be put together until now.
So you move forward to February 16th, 1993, the Fortuna Police Department contacted the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to report that a man had found a partial human skull on the beach near Trinidad Head, and the man turned the skull into Fortuna Police Department.
A traditional DNA profile was developed from the skull and entered into state and national databases. However, no match was ever made, and the case remained cold. That changed recently due to a grant aimed at clearing a backlog of unidentified human remains cases. Using those funds, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office submitted the skull to Othram, a forensic lab in Texas specializing in advancing DNA technology.
In 2024, the Sheriff's Office was awarded a community project funding grant from Congressman Jared Huffman to work on a backlog of unsolved, recovered, identified human remains cases. So we sent the skull to a private lab named Othram in Texas. They were able to extract DNA from the skull, and they used forensic genome sequencing, and it gets into some technical stuff, but basically they use in-house genealogy, forensic genealogy, to produce investigative leads. In September 24, we received a report from Othram indicating the skull may be that of Kay Medine Adams. And the report included genetic relatives. I was able to track down her daughter. She agreed to give DNA, and I sent both of those samples to the Department of Justice, and they compared them and made the positive match that the skull that we had recovered had belonged to Kay Medine.
A follow-up investigation helped locate a possible relative, and the California Department of Justice confirmed a DNA match. But many unknowns remain, including the location of the rest of Kay Medine's remains, as her full skeletal structure has yet to be found. Another lingering mystery, who sent the anonymous typewritten letter to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, postmarked from the San Francisco area. While multiple reports note that her husband, Nicholas Medine, was away on business when she was last seen, only one article clearly states that he was not a suspect. KMUD News has not been able to confirm that with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office at the time of this report. And notably, Nicholas Medine died in 2018. Searching for more answers and historical context, we turned to archived reporting, where a report in the Reading Record Searchlight in the late 1980s quoted Trinity County Detective Sergeant Dave LaFrancini, who stated that foul play had been suspected early on. He did note, however, quote, "There was always a possibility that she left without telling anybody or didn't contact anybody, but it didn't seem likely," close quote. And Deputy Fridley agrees.
Her body was discovered, was in a very remote area and a long ways from her home. Her vehicle, I believe, was still at home, so that had been a long ways for her to walk and then decide to kill herself. I mean, it's possible, but the evidence leads towards this being a homicide.
As previously stated, the case became multi-jurisdictional across both Humboldt and Trinity counties when the Humboldt Sheriff's Office received that anonymous letter, further deepening the suspicion around her disappearance and death.
Anonymous typewritten letter with no, you know, not anybody saying they're the one that did this or anything. So that's suspicious in itself, you know, to get a letter that nobody put their name or anything on. And then when you follow the directions with the way they explained it, you find more remains. So that, again, makes things more suspicious.
Kay's skull was located more than 30 years ago. So we asked Deputy Fridley to share insight and why there was a delay in identification.
The sheriff's office has got probably, I think it's between 20 and 30, I don't know the exact number, cases of recovered unidentified human remains. Some of them we've had that we've recovered from 1968. We were able to identify that person. We have this backlog of unidentified remains that we have to hold on to. And this new technology with Othram using genetic genealogy has changed all that. They're able to use, there's certain genetic sites like Ancestry, GEDmatch, that allow, you could check the box to allow law enforcement to use your DNA, and it's used for, that's how we were able to track down the family members in all these cases.
And while we may now have answers about the identity of the remains, the case is far from solved, with more questions than answers still lingering.
It's not solved, but we've solved who the identity of the skull is. Yeah, anybody that has any information about Kay and her disappearance, to ask them to call me at 707-441-3024. No tips too small. This case is obviously very old, so it wouldn't take much to get it moving again.
Anyone with information regarding the disappearance or suspected homicide of Kay Josephine Medine of High and Palm in the late 1980s is urged to contact investigator Mike Fridley at 707-441-3024. A photo of the former schoolteacher can be viewed at kmud.org.